Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
What's up, guys? Welcome to TMG Podcast. This is actually last week's episode. If you want today's episode, that'll be on our Patreon right now. You can get it a week early if you contribute. It's patreon.com/tinymeatgang. So thanks if you do that. And if not, enjoy this one. Peace.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Magic the Gathering Podcast. Today, I have a very exciting player on set.
Hi.
He's done a lot in the realm of the local circuit here, local comic book stores. He's just absolutely been dominating all the local tournaments. Actually won a $500 tournament last week, so mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, so everyone please make some noise for Clive Clevens.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Yeah, how you feeling about the new booster pack season?
Oh, just feeling good. I think it's going to really change the game in a good way.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be, sorry, my retention. There we go. Sorry about that.
Hold on. Just
still has a list with the retainer out.
Just hold on. Give me 1 second. I just have a bunch of Mountain Dew residue stuck on the top of my Invisalign. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, so
so anyways, welcome back to the podcast. This week on Fuck Instagram, we have this dude's captions. I'm on his page right now. I'm just going to read you some. I'm not even going to say who it is.
Yeah, who it is doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. Just picture this as every, yeah. I don't know, what do you think? Every,
Any dude with a 8-pack?
Yeah.
A natural 8-pack?
Yeah, who doesn't actually have a job and has never had a job before. Okay.
A dude who's gotten by just showing off his V?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He gets low-rise jeans.
Mm-hmm. Basically a dude who puts a space between every letter and thinks that's deep all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Paradise. But it's like double as long as just the normal paradise caption. Okay.
Okay. Hit him with a hot one.
Ooh. It's a new day with boundless love and endless possibilities. That's one of him just standing there shirtless.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Next picture.
Wait, no. The end to that caption is an endless day and something possibilities.
And then at the resort that he's staying at because they're paying him to take that picture. Which, by the way, not work.
Yeah. Or there are endless possibilities to the ways you could be sucking my dick, is what he would say.
Next caption, streets of Bali, leaf emoji, life is crazy. Next one,
sick,
the wild journey of life. Next one, wild soul, and the O is like that O with the cross through it.
Ooh, what does that mean,
Korea Tyler? I don't know, dude.
What does that mean, Korea Tyler?
Oh, you're so creative, bro.
Dude.
Next, these are all in a row. On a different planet, anything can happen. That's the next one. And it's just a picture of them on Earth. Planet Earth.
Sick.
You can fuck directly off with those captions. Fuck insanely off.
Dude, it's like, it's crazy when you're on another planet. Like, anything could happen. Like, if you're on Jupiter, like, you'd be crushed by gravity because it's just, the pressure is just insane over there.
And that's why I don't understand about the captions. They're not exactly scientifically accurate.
I would have to agree. It's just there's certain level of just a lack of awareness. But you know, if we just learn a little bit of positivity, we could educate him.
What do you think? What grade do you think that guy got in science class? What? That dude right there.
What grade did he get up to?
No, oh, that and
or like, what grade? Like what?
Yeah.
Well, in Canada we call them marks. What mark did he get?
I'm gonna bet like a D minus after he fucked his teacher.
I was just about to say I think he's the type of guy to fuck his teacher, so yeah. I think it'd actually be higher, but like a false positive. You know, it's like a
no. She just barely passed him. Like he was on the edge, bad? And he showed up after class, and he's like, "Dude, miss, like whatever, like I can't, like what." She's like, oh, Jesus. Wow. I've never felt this way. My husband hasn't made me feel this way in a long time. Well, he's like, what if we just fucking fuck?
What if we fucking fug. Just like fuck? Dude, paradise is fucking nugs. Again, dude.
No, yeah, just
gotta just chill with the first that start with N when we're doing that joke, bro.
Just get away from ends. Christ. Just get away from the ends.
Fucking sig, dude.
Speaking of fucking sig,
yeah,
we've had a hell of a week,
dude. We had a crazy ass week.
You guys have been what? Like, I know you've been. You might have seen some tweets. You know, you're leaving us some comments, and you're wondering. How exactly do we know Post Malone album's lyrics front to back, word for word? How do we know that? So, and I know it's crazy that we would know those lyrics like that, just bang off the top of our head. We've been practicing.
Yeah. Tweeting them out letter by letter, space between each letter.
Yeah. Okay, I think it's important to say we're only bringing this up because there's something even funnier out of all this.
Yeah.
That is the biggest full circle we've ever experienced.
I mean, we can't not talk about it because it's just so ridiculously absurd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's just say we went to Elon Musk's house on fucking Sunday night.
On Sunday night.
Hand to fucking God.
Hand to fucking God.
Hand to God.
Hand to God on everything I love. We were... Oh man.
Dude, it's so absurd. If you told us when we were in here, well, it wasn't this room, it was downstairs.
Yeah, the downstairs
with
studio.
The old studio, when we were making the song Elon Fuck My Wife. You told us at that moment that we'd in however many months, what's it been?
No, even just like threw it out there, was like, hey man, do you think you'll ever meet him? No,
yeah, like, definitely not.
He's so off limits because, I mean, there's no barrier to this guy because we will never meet this guy. Yeah. So far removed. I've never like felt so many degrees of separation collapse seconds.
I was like, this guy probably has like teams of security. Like once you get through the initial guy, there's like a gate. Yeah. Once you get through that, there's like a quarantine area where you have to be like checked for diseases and stuff. And then once you get through that, it's like a guy with drug dogs. And then once you get through that, then Elon's standing there like, hi, what's up? I'm Elon.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
I don't know. It wasn't like that.
Oh, just, God damn it. How does this? Okay. So we were hanging out with Post.
Mm-hmm.
And super nice guy.
Who, by the way, awesome dude.
Yeah, super genuine.
Super genuine. Every time I see people that are like, I want to meet this guy. He seems so genuine. On his like music videos and stuff. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
He's awesome dude. Great sense of humor. Yeah. Really funny.
He hit us up to get some drinks, and we were like, yeah, let's do it. So we were hanging out, and abruptly he goes, you want to go to Elon Musk's house? And we're like, nah.
We're like, come on.
Come on, dude.
Because the song is fucking around.
He's like, what song? And we're like, oh, you're serious. Fuck.
First of all, it was confusion. It was like, how the what?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
How? Why?
Yeah.
It was also like 1 or what? 1 in the morning?
Yeah,
like
it was like midnight close to 1 a.m. It was crazy. It was close to 1 a.m. And I didn't even realize that much time had passed.
Yeah.
By the way, that's the most drunk I've been in a while.
Oh yeah, yeah, we were smashed.
Yeah, yeah, and fucking hammered.
Yeah, so he's like, "All right, let's go."
And that's with all that water and the fucking chicken parmesan pasta that I ate. I was still gone,
bro. I've never seen someone. You were in the zone where you'd look at me And you'd be like, dude, and you just like shake your water cup. You're like, I need water right now. Like, you just get a fear in your eyes. You're like, I don't know what this is. What is this feeling? Never been this drunk before.
No, I've been there. I was like on that fine line to blackout.
Yeah.
You know, I could feel it. Like I would blink. And it was like scenes from my life were missing. Like, oh, why am I in the bathroom? Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, I'm back outside. Like, I'm just like teleporting and just like can't feel my feet and shit. So, yeah.
Well, you're seeing in 15 frames per second.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, everything's like
hey, shit skipping.
Yeah. So fucking.
You blink and an hour's passed.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what?
What?
So.
What the fuck
happened, dude? So,
and we were getting drunk off.
Oh, it's like this like green tea shot.
Yeah,
it tastes. That's the problem, dude. It tasted so sweet that you're like, oh, it's fine.
Super sweet. I weird as doubt of these things.
I'll do another. Post also, you know how like some people be like, oh, dude, you know, celebrities party, man. Post likes to get down, but. We were like taking shots, and when I would like push one back, like this is too much, he just take it and drink it.
Yeah.
Like he never once to no one like shamed them for not drinking.
Yeah,
which I found, I don't know, this is like a small thing, but I thought that was kind of tight.
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
You know, because like you would, when some, I don't know, man, how to explain it. You know, like you're a little intimidated by someone. Like,
yeah.
Forget like their social status. I mean, just like their party level.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Someone who can take it. You're like, I can't. Like someone who can hang when you know you can't.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me, but I get that feeling often because I'm like, oh, fuck me. This guy's going to put down like 20. I could put down half of what he's going to put down and I'll look soft as shit.
I mean, that's part of peer pressure.
Yeah,
not totally. Only the person explicitly saying, hey, do this. It's more like, all right, well, there's like a social pressure too.
Yeah,
this guy's putting down 20.
Yeah. What are you going to do,
What
bro?
Are you going to do? If he's squatting 680,
I'm fucking putting
you
down
can't
680.
Rack up and squat 4.
Could you imagine just being too afraid to tell a guy to pull off weight? Yeah, you're going to get in this, brother. Yeah.
Just like,
yeah, totally. And you just get under and you can't even get it up. You're like, yeah, I think I'm, you know, I'm. Or you manage to get it off and it just fucking just collapses.
You just collapse.
Crumble the kid.
You just like turn into liquid.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of little balls, like just marbles.
Your eyes are just floating at the top of it, like those little like fucking eyes that you glue on. I don't know, pumpkins or whatever. They're just like two little dots.
Googly eyes.
Googly eyes. Yeah. Oh man, everyone wants us to finish the story.
I'm thinking about like going to Gold's with a girl or something that you're trying to impress. And you're like, all right, let's work out together, whatever. Oh yeah, this is my homie. The guy, he's like, wow, look at that guy. Look how much he's squatting. He's got what on there? Is that 680? Oh yeah, that's actually my homie.
Yeah.
Go over there. Yo, what up, Clive?
Hey, how you doing, brother? Good to see you back in here.
Yeah, good to see you too, bro. What you putting down up here?
You know, just warming up 680.
680, huh?
Yeah. Just,
cool.
Just
yeah,
getting
yeah.
started.
Yeah, yeah, I was just repping like 508, so I think I could go probably 680 for one.
Okay, nice. Yeah, yeah. You want a spot?
I don't need a spot. It's all good.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah.
You need
good,
a little
dude.
Help getting off the rack?
Maybe that, but then you can stand back. I'm totally good.
Okay, hold on. Let me go. Tony, let's help this guy. Right. All right.
Lightweight.
He's
let's
going
go.
In for it. Lightweight, baby. Let's go. All right.
Okay. Stand back. Marbles. Dipping dots,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. This episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass, because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Okay. You got it. Yeah, I got it. You got it. Yeah, I got it. You got it.
Weights just go straight to the floor. Boom.
He helps you rack it off, and then he's like, you good? Yeah, I got it. You sure? Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm gonna let go. 1, 2, 3. Gone. Shit, piss. Just as soon as he takes it off,
just like compressing a Coke can, it's just like busting out the sides and just
right after putting Mentos in it.
Holy shit.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh, so anyway, okay, all right. So Post is like, let's go to Elon's, and after we kind of, you know, like realize that it's for real, I'm personally like, oh fuck, man. I'm starting to not regret, but I'm like, Jesus, if I have to own up to any of my tweets,
yeah,
this is going to be fucking weird.
I mean, even on the way there, I was like, there's no way that this is real. There's no way this is going to work out.
Yeah, and then, like, we were having trouble finding it, and I was like, he probably didn't answer. We're not going in. And then we just pull up to a house, and the gate is sliding open. And this, now, there's only way I could, one way I could describe this guy's place. It's if you, the second Matrix Reloaded. Do you remember this? Did you ever watch the second one?
Yeah, I think so, but I don't
remember. The fucking weird French guy, the Merovingian. Like, he's this weird villain. He lived, like, in a house like that. Like, that's where I felt like we were going.
Oh, okay.
Because we were in a black SUV, and I just, oh, shit. 15 agents are going to pop out, and we're just going to get unjacked, and then that's it. We're dead.
Yeah. Or they, like hit you with some sort of gun that, like, inserts a track, like, a tracking thing, but you don't know. Yeah. So, like, it's, like, in the neck.
Shit.
All right, you're... Yeah. Go on inside.
It will naturally pass in 48 hours through the digestive system. Don't worry about it.
What'd you just put in me? Wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, it might feel a little tough in the esophagus, but don't worry about it. So we go in there, and we're going up the driveway. And it was pretty dark, but then, you know, and I'm drunk. I mean, we're both drunk. So I'm kind of like trying to look through the front, and then the lights of our Uber just like cast onto him. And he's just standing in the middle of the driveway with Grimes, and they're holding
and their squad too.
Yeah, and the little crew, and they're holding lanterns with candles in them. But the only thing that was illuminated to me was Elon's face in darkness. And I was like, like, I'm just like a little frozen. I'm like, he's there. I'm here. And then someone in the car is like, dude, I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out. I wanted to be like, shut the fuck up, man. This is infinitely worse for me.
I like hearing that, you saying it.
Yeah.
It sound like this is real.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
This sounds fucking absurd.
Yeah.
We drive. It sounds like a story. You're like one of weird copy.
Yeah.
Copy pasta. Yeah. Yeah.
It's some weird copy pasta, you know, type of thing.
Let's go out for Italian. Let's copy pasta. It like, swear to God, this is real. We pulled into the driveway and they're standing there with lanterns.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like, what?
What the fuck? And then we get out of the car and then everyone is, you know, just going down the line, you know, just, and he's just going, hey, I'm Elon. Hi, I'm Elon. And then Cody goes, hey, what's up, dude? I'm Cody.
Because he like skipped me and I was like, there's no chance. I'm not shaking this dude's hand. There's no chance. It was just like a weird, like I was standing in a weird place.
There were so many...
He was like, it was more natural for him to go to the next person. I was like, there's no fucking way I'm not shaking his hand.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, dog? I'm Cody.
And he goes,
sick house. Paradise, my dog.
So endless possibilities for a wild soul like me in here. So then, dude, that moment where he like looks at me, he goes, hi, I'm Elon. I'm like, oh my fucking God. And I just wish someone could have taken a picture of just me shaking his hand and then just putting my tweet in the middle of us.
Yeah.
You know, just like that fucking screen, that fucking Snapchat of me saying, just woke up from a wet dream of Elon fucking my wife.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm looking this fool in the eyes.
I know, it's funny, like
I'm sorry, I just like had a fucking moment. I'm like, yo, you're real, homie.
Yeah.
Like you're not just this distant
like billionaire figurehead.
Yeah. You're standing right in front of my fucking face. And we were joking, like, what if he was like, so Noel, do you really want me to fuck your wife? And it's just,
did you bring her?
What?
It's funny, like all the shit we've talked and all the jokes and all of the Elon fuck my wife and Elon fuck my wife is blah 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 blah. So confident in our studio alone. Elon fuck my wife. This is so funny. Could you imagine if he listened? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. Pulling up, the only thing I can muster is like,
hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, dude.
Hey,
love your car.
So then. Now, the thing is, I had drank so much water. We just drank a shitload at the bar. And I had pissed many times. I think we all did. But then we get to Elon's place, and after, like, the moment of, like, hey, like, nice to meet you and all that, I'm also like, I'm going to pee right now.
Yeah, I had to piss my pants.
I'm going
to
pee.
Right here on the driveway.
Yeah.
So beer's being unloaded from a car, and I just think, oh, like we should grab this beer, and then kind of motion like, where can we put this? And we grab the beer, and nope.
Yeah, it was funny. This other dude in the car was talking to Elon. He's like, I love the Tesla Model X, blah 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 blah. And Elon's talking to him, and they're like, he's like, thank you, blah blah blah. And they're having this conversation, and Noel and I are just standing in the driveway with beer, and it was like we had retrieved from the car. And we turned around right as Post went and like a couple other people went in the door.
Yep.
So we just heard the door close. But we didn't see which one it was.
Yeah. So we're just
so we're stuck on the driveway because we don't know which door to go in. And it's us holding beer and then Elon and this other guy talking about the Tesla or whatever. And this guy's kind of just like, you know,
just talking his head off. Just winding him up.
Yeah.
And then what was bad was someone else on the driveway goes, oh man, like he's about to jump in, and then I hold the case of beer up.
Yeah.
But that didn't do anything. Elon's like, I don't fucking care what you guys want to do.
I'm going to have this conversation.
Yeah. And so what did it was, by the way, his dogs are fucking weird.
Yeah.
Okay. That much I will say. All right.
Okay.
I know you got to understand, there's some shit we just can't discuss.
Yeah.
Something I'm not afraid to say is his dogs freaked me the fuck out. They freaked me the fuck out. If I was high, I'd be genuinely afraid of those things. They look like they were made in a video game. Like, they don't look like normal.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass, because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Things that exist in his house.
What did they look like, Elon?
So, well, what killed the conversation between Elon and this dude was one of his dogs. It's this massive dog. I don't know what kind of dog it is, but the haircut on it is so weird. It looks like a foam roller. Like, it's perfectly, like, puffed out, and it's just this big-ass head on the end of it. It's just like, and, like, its tube body goes fucking bolting down the driveway. And the other dude, like, he, like, seized up. He was, like, talking. He's like, and then the other dude on the driveway was like, oh, he hates dogs. He's like, Elon, can we go inside? I can't. He starts like demanding.
He started demanding
like, Elon, let us in the house right now. He's like, I can't do dogs. And Elon goes, oh, he's the nicest dog you'll ever meet. And he just didn't really move. And then the guy just started moving. Like, he didn't want to stick around because the driveway was fucking pitch black. So, like, that dog just went into the darkness, and that guy's fear really set in. Like, that fucking thing is going to come out of the darkness and eat me, dog.
That is a phobia.
Yeah.
That is a phobia. When you can't control your shit around Elon Musk, that is a phobia, dude.
No, he was legit terrified.
Wow.
He couldn't hang.
Like, oh, Elon, I love your cars. Your cars are so sick. I love your rockets. Oh, fuck, Elon, fuck you, you piece of shit. Let me inside, you fucking prick. What is this little demon dog? Fuck you. Fuck you.
Holding the shit in his pants, dude. Yeah. So there was that dog, but then this other like little shih tzu, that thing creeped me the fuck out too because it was so little and it had like a fifth grader like center part. Like it had like a little fucking, just like a little boy haircut.
Yeah. Barber, what you want? Just fuck me up. Give me that Elon shih tzu look.
Dude, and that dog, you know, dogs, like when you stand around them, like they wag their tail, they kind of like look up at you.
Yeah.
This dog was weirdly still. It freaked me the fuck out. His hair came over his eyes, and he would just walk next to people, but he wouldn't look up at them for interest. He would just stand next to you.
Oh, like a robot. Yeah, like it was probably a fucking robot, dude. It was probably a robot.
It was like a non-player character, like in a video game.
Yeah.
Like just like a little thing that moves around the village, yeah, but like it does have no interaction.
Yeah.
Like that's what it was doing. Like it was just walking between people and would just stand still.
What's it? Were its legs even moving, or was it just moving via wheels on the bottom of the legs? Like a Zumba with a weird haircut.
You mean a Roomba?
Roomba, yeah, yeah. Zumba's the workout class.
Yeah, it was a Roomba with a haircut, basically. It freaked me the fuck out. Like, I felt like I was on drugs looking at those dogs.
Oh, it's the nicest dog you ever meet.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it a dog, bro?
Are you sure that's a dog?
Even real? So then, so we go inside, and the place is nice. It's a nice place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we just
drank for a little bit. We chilled.
You know, we didn't really. It was one of those situations where we were nobody, so I don't like. We didn't like explore. Like
we were kind of a fly on the wall.
Yeah, we just
sat there and drank and just kind of were like the whole time we're like, holy, what the fuck? It was like us and like eight other people.
Yeah, and so we're just in Elon's house, just
deep at his house blasting.
Yeah, just
the whole time. The same whole time. Song was playing the whole time we were there. About an hour and a half, 2 hours.
At some point, Post is like, yo, who makes this? And is like, this is fucking sick. Like, he's just like cackling at it. And I was too afraid to laugh. Like, yeah. I thought I was going to get hit with a laser.
Yeah.
But I'm like, Post can laugh at it. It's fine. So.
And then we're like, okay, we got to get out of here. Because it's like 3:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's going on anymore. I don't know where this night is going.
So we got to go home. I just had gas in my tank. Yeah. Like, I just had to go.
So we're like, all right, Post, we're going to leave. He's like, all right, no worries. And we start heading out, and we like went down. We came from downstairs, and we went upstairs. So we just went back downstairs
to try to get out,
to try and leave. And there's like this long hallway of like doors, and we can't tell which door is the one to the outside. And we didn't want to like open up a door, and all of a sudden it's like, like so, you know, some giant rocket ship, and we're like, oh shit, some dude welding a rocket ship. A personal space.
It's like, yeah, we just
personal
see
spaceship.
We just see Elon's escape pod.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, oh, and he's looking at us, like, and he's like, "Y'all got to get the fuck out of here. You got to get the fuck out of here." We're like,
the technician.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's plotting a course to Mars.
Yeah,
he's like a giant map, and he's
just looking back at us.
And there's like, and there's a countdown on the wall.
Yeah.
It says an hour and a half.
Yeah, we're just like,
oh, that's what you guys are doing tonight. God damn.
He's like, the three of us can go. I can make it leave right now. The three of us can just go. Because the planet's about to explode. We can leave.
What would you do?
Oh, that'd be a crazy ass
night.
What would you do? That's a great premise for a movie. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Elon's house. You go downstairs and then some dude is planning the escape.
He's like, I don't want to go with Elon.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm the guy who designed this rocket. I'm ejecting it right now. I don't want to go with Elon. I want to leave this planet. It's about to explode. Elon is really annoying. I did all the work for this. It's not fair that Elon gets to come. You guys hop in this shit with me right now. I don't want to be lonely. Let's go to Mars.
We're like,
I mean, I gotta record the podcast tomorrow, but I mean, I guess we could do that for Mars.
We could do that for Mars. let me text my girl real quick. Yo, apparently the planet's about to explode. Is it cool if I just dip real quick? If shit's tight, like I'll come back. Like, don't worry about it, but I'm gonna dip like real fast.
Yo, so like, apparently, I'm being told right now. The planet's gonna fucking like explode. And so you mind if I just like kind of dig or what's good?
No, come home right now. Would you believe him? Would you believe a guy who said that to you?
Like if there was a rocket there.
Yeah.
Fully fabricated.
Yeah.
With a guy, the scientist, who's in a lab coat.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, this is real. It's leaving.
What if he goes, you first?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a tough situation.
I'm just imagining like we both walk into that capsule and then he just shuts the door and it's an incinerator and he goes, psych! And then he just fucking kills us. Elon, it works. It works. Plasma. It works. It works.
Elon's like, thank you for taking care of those two guys. I'm sick of those fucking jokes.
So whatever. We go downstairs. I think it's key that I tell this from my perspective.
Okay.
Because I think it's infinitely funnier this way. So, like, we go down this hallway and Cody's like, is this the door? I'm like, yeah, this is the door. So we open it. It's to the garage. But it's a six-car garage. It's, like, a weird shape. It's not just, like, a straight-line garage. And then everything's closed. And we're like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck do we get in here? So Cody kind of makes a face. And I'm like, we have to ask him.
Oh my I didn't want
to talk to him, but we have to. Because we're just trying to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel like our place. So, like, we go upstairs. Cody's in front of me going up the stairs. And we last saw him in the kitchen. So Cody kind of like he's heading into the kitchen and then he stops and he turns around and he just looks at me and he makes a face. He's like, it's like the white guy, like lips tucked in, like one of those. And I'm like, whoa, what's up? He's like, oh, he's making out with his girlfriend right now. And I was just started laughing. I'm like, if we just walk over there and try to separate them, like, yo, dude, can we fucking get the fuck out of here?
Or I know, like, you guys are sucking face right now, but we need to fucking dig.
Thankfully, one of her friends like walks by and she's like, and Cody's like, could you just help us get the fuck out of here? And then she goes, yeah, I just, nah. So she like leads us to a door and we leave and we walk.
She's like, I always leave the lights on, or I always forget to turn the lights off down here, or whatever. Like, do you live here too?
Yeah.
What's the situation? What's the living situation? Here? What's the deal? Because this is confusing.
Is it a harem? Like, what's happening?
I feel like the richer you get, the more people you live with. You like go through. You know what I'm saying? You have roommates when you're poor, and then you get rich enough to live alone,
and then you
get even richer, and you start living with more people.
Yeah, because you start basically an apartment complex.
Yeah,
because you have that much money.
Yeah, then it's like your staff, and then people that are just like, "Can I live with you?" And you're like, "Yeah, fuck it, I don't want to be lonely." So
come with, dog. Yeah. So
it was the weirdest. That was the weirdest moment for me, walking upstairs and like peeking into the kitchen and just seeing just Elon Musk and Grimes playing tonsil hockey.
Just and I was fucking like, going.
Whoa, in. I should not have seen that. Like that's something that was like, now we're going to get killed.
Yeah, that's very private.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, fuck. It turned to you, and all of a sudden there's like a little red laser on my head. I'm
like, no, dude. Oh, shit. And then it's just like tracking along the ground to me.
I swear I won't jump.
So we leave and we walk down the driveway and we go outside to like wait for our Uber. And we're just sitting on the curb like hammered. And we're just going, what the fuck? What the fuck just happened?
Bro.
What the fuck was that?
This is... I know this seems fake, but it's all like fucking true.
Yeah.
It's all true.
It's all true. And I don't know. Maybe we didn't set it up enough. Like, I don't know. We're not too dramatic about it. But, like, it was just, man.
Yeah, you cannot tell a story like that. People, I feel like half of me is like, well, just act like you've been there, dude. Act like you've been there. No, you can't. It's Elon Musk's house. You can't act like you've been there. No one's been there.
No.
Shit was nuts, dude. What a weird, weird turn of events.
Yeah. So I'm still thinking about his dogs.
Yeah.
That's what I wish I took a picture of. That little Shih Tzu. I'm going to see that in my nightmares. Just this non-interested Shih Tzu. That thing freaked me out.
It's going to be the face from my dog video, that Shih Tzu. It had a deep voice. Like, it first of all, moves without moving its legs. And then it looks up at you like this. It just goes.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else.
Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Dude, the shit that I think what freaked me out is like I leaned over to it and I was like, hey, bud, like to pet it. And it just didn't do anything. It just stayed still. I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
And I
leaned lower and I touched it. Like I like rubbed the back of its head and it just like it didn't move when I did that. Like I don't just in my mind, that's what happened. I'm like, hey, the physics don't apply. All right, fuck this. Like,
You even a dog? What are you?
Just looking at my hands like, Elon's like, oh, you must have walked through the acid, mister. You came into the house.
Acid, mister.
I put acid in all the misters, so, you know, it just makes everyone hornier.
Yeah, it was crazy, man.
Yeah. So fucking weird.
Fucking weird ass night.
So strange. Yeah, that guy, no, I'm going to say it. And it just felt like some Matrix shit, dog. Just the decoration, the attire of some people. Him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right. Tight, dude. Yeah. So that was Elon's place.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Can't believe we just told that story on the podcast.
Yeah.
Can't believe we got the opportunity to tell that on the podcast.
Yeah. Elon. Thank you for all the material and the experience, bro.
Yes. Thank you for inviting us into your house. We appreciate it. Even though I don't think he even looked at us after I was like, hey, by the way, dude, I'm Cody.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
My friend was like, why did he let you in? Did he think you were one of those Thai kids stuck in the cave?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, yeah, he was actually telling me to go back in it so he could save me.
what was up with him calling the...
Oh, dude, I was reading about that last night. So my understanding is he put out that video of the submarine and then one of the guys who actually went down to save the kids was like, oh, it wouldn't have worked. And he was like all, you know, basically saying like, thanks, but no thanks, you fucking out of touch millionaire. And then Elon just like... spazzed on him and was he just slipped in the word pedo. He just was like, oh, you pedo guy, like something like that. I don't know. I don't really understand like what caused him to say that. I don't know if he was calling him a pedo for like wanting to save the kids or I don't fucking know. And then he followed up. Someone goes like, oh, Elon just called the cave guy a pedo. And then he goes, bet you a signed dollar. It's true.
Elon said that?
Yeah. Just weirdly, weirdly aggressive towards this guy for no reason. Yeah. Just seemed like seemed like a moment there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. Can't really call it. Anyway, in the fucking news, what else we got?
You see 6ix9ine's new chain? Speaking of pedos.
Yeah. So the boy Dan put that together.
Yeah. That shit was crazy. I've never seen a piece of jewelry like that in my entire life.
With hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you?
Mm-mm.
This dude got a chain with real human hair on it that's like dyed. Like it's shaped like a pony.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's like a unicorn.
Oh, dude.
Or like a horse.
6ix9ine is signaling.
Oh, he's a brony.
He's a pony. No, he's into the pony play.
Wow.
Yeah. He's into the pony play.
Damn.
Yeah.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense.
Yo,
that chain though, man.
What if 6ix9ine was a brony? That'd be so fucking funny.
My little pony, right?
Right? It's all about friendship, right?
Treyway. Nayway.
Nayway shit, blood.
Oh, no.
Nayway shit, blood. Nayway.
We could get dramatic with the boy Fousey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's talk about that shit, dude. Because so many people are like, you got to do that's cringe. You got to do that. That's cringe.
Nah.
And I started watching the videos. And I'm like, dude, this is sad.
Yeah.
This is just sad. It's truly sad. But I'll happily talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah. The comedian in me has to get this out, right? It's very easy to laugh at. You know, PewDiePie had a pretty good video about it.
I didn't see his.
I watched it. It was pretty good. And I tweeted that thing where I was like, I deleted it, but I'm like, Drake didn't acknowledge his son. He's definitely not acknowledging Fousey too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I was like, kind of like thinking of more jokes. I'm like, oh, bet Fousey is texting an imaginary Pusha T number, trying to get a shout out on Daytona too. And I just started like going on, but then I started thinking about it. I'm like, this feels like one of those moments. It feels like when fucking Britney Spears shaved her head and everyone was just like getting a fucking shot in.
Dude, there was like 17 videos on my homepage about this shit.
Yeah. So I like went and like from PewDiePie's video, I watched like him doing like this fucking straight up like manic episode in this parking lot.
Yeah, and he's standing on a car
just
or some
screaming
shit.
And he's like rapping. He's like doing a cappella of this music video he just put out. And I was just like, bruh.
So what is the whole story?
So he puts on this event.
Hold on. For people who don't know who Fousey Tube is, he was like a big YouTuber like 3 years ago or some shit.
Three or four, like big prank YouTuber.
Yeah, he used to do pranks, and then he started as a vlog channel where he was vlogging, and he used to do like millions of views.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he like faked some shit with rice cum to get views, and people just eventually started realizing he was just like a shitty, not genuine guy.
Yeah, because he kept like he faked the thing with rice gum, and then I think he like kept doubling down, and then he kept trying to like bait people into clicking with like apologies and like drama.
And eventually, it became like he was like really unstable, and it was very clear.
Yeah,
so people just kind of stopped giving a shit about him.
Yeah,
and so then he started streaming, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, I think he's been on Twitch and doing stream stuff. I don't really know. But anyways, like
streaming things.
Yeah. He's just like, you know, he came from this place of like being on top of the world in terms of like YouTube and you know, having an audience to not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So then I guess he wanted to organize a concert.
Yep.
In 5 days.
Five or seven or something like that.
For what reason?
I don't know. I think he was like trying to do this thing of like, I don't fucking know. So he got on like the No Jumper podcast or like live stream.
That was after though.
That was after, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's talking about
what happened with the concert?
So this concert was like, it like had a bunch of music acts that were just like no name artists, you know, just whatever. It's kind of cringe, some of it, other whatever. Keemstar was very obviously paid to show up, and he just like does this awkward like shout out. The venue is like a quarter full, and the whole time Fousey's just like bragging about how, oh, it's full. It's full. The tickets are gone already. Blah, blah, blah. And people, what's fucked up is like Keem starts interviewing people, and people are They were dumb enough to believe that Drake or J. Cole or any of these guys were going to be there. When the fuck have those guys ever been at a show for free?
And the whole point is, or the whole reason why that happened or why people believe that is because Fousey 2 was like, if you materialize, or like if you believe it, it'll materialize.
Yeah, that whole dumb.
He was like, if you're positive enough, the energy will put Drake on stage. And it's like, dude, no. This is like, there's real world. There's the way, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit works the way it does for a reason.
He read The Secret and was like, okay, I'm going to materialize like all this shit.
Yeah.
So it was all like the whole point of the event was to hype this song release.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Like, it kept calling it July 15th, July 15th. And he, like, dropped this song, which is just a Rice Gum diss. That's all it was. He was trying to do, like, some Kanye shit, where he's, like, trying to be controversial, trying to be annoying, trying to stir the pot, just to drop this diss on Rice Gum. And it's like, dog, I haven't even heard a Rice Gum diss track in forever.
Yeah, who, like, the fuck is a shit anymore?
It's a very stale, like... And so when I saw it, I'm like, ah, man, this guy he's really out of touch. Like, I think he just doesn't understand YouTube, like the community. Like, I don't think he really understands it anymore. There's a point where it fell off for him, like in terms of interest and being able to grasp it. I think he thought he was going to do all this because he says it. He's like, this track is going to be played everywhere. It's going to be a club banger. And this, I think, maybe ties into his like materializing shit, whatever. But he puts out this track and it's just like, bro, you could have just dropped this, got the same views and did none of the antics and maybe revived your channel a little bit. But like it feels bad. You know what I'm saying? And like on one hand, I feel bad. The other part of me is like, this is just a dude who didn't get why he was popular.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't popular because, you know, he was like a Logan Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Like no one gave a shit. Like the whole like drama thing, like if he just kept vlogging and just shut, like just said sorry and just kept being himself, people probably would have got over it.
Yeah.
But it's like because he took it so personally and I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't follow his channel. I'm sure someone will correct me on all this, but it's probably what you're saying. Like just became unstable and just.
Later. I mean, he's just very clearly in the interviews afterwards, he was on No Jumper and he's just like.
Yeah.
Going crazy about this shit. Like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just very, it's like sad. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
Just, I, yeah. Because here's the thing, dude, is like entertainment, it's such a fucking privilege to just be in it in any capacity. Mm-hmm. I know like people are like, oh, YouTube, it's not, it's whatever. It's a hack job or it's, I don't, whatever people want to say. I don't give a fuck. It's just as difficult. It's just as difficult to entertain online as it is in like traditional media and all that shit. You got some?
No, sorry.
No, it's fine. And I don't know. So I get it. Like some people, like it takes a toll on them, but I think I just feel bad looking at him.
Yeah.
Is ultimately what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I want to clown him, but then on the other hand, I'm like, oh, fuck. I feel bad. Like,
For sure.
I feel something for that.
He's just, yeah. Like he's clearly going through some shit. Like he's clearly like, I keep using the word unstable, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's like when someone goes from having a ton of like recognition and people watching their shit and a big ass audience to people not caring as much anymore.
Yep.
That is a fucking hard thing to deal with for even a person who is stable.
Yep.
So for a person who's like kind of bipolar, like he is or whatever it is, I think he said in the interview that he was bipolar, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just like, you know, he needs some help.
Yeah. Well, I mean, have you ever watched one of his like vlogs? I watched one like way
3 years ago, 4 years ago, something like that.
I watched one and I was like, I just remember thinking like, yo, this dude is going to hit a max. Like he doesn't look like he's built for this shit.
Yeah.
Like he looked like he was just like his eyes just kept getting wider and wider. Like every fucking video. I'm like, yo, this dude's going to break.
Yeah.
It's so, yeah. So, I mean, I can't. Yeah. There's no real, that's cringe.
Sorry, we can't clown this dude, but.
Yeah. Like I want to, but it's just like. Yeah, this guy is really spiraling, man. But the thing that makes me sad is like usually when this shit happens, there's like a jolting that kind of like reels people back in. And the fact that he's like doubling down and tripling down and like he can't stomach it, it's like, I don't know if there's any fixing it. Like I think he might just be like in a rut and he might just like, you know, it's only going to get worse. And it's crazy to think where he might like be in like a year. He has 10 million subscribers on YouTube. Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he gets like, there's some videos that get like 100K views.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that must be so gutting, man.
Yeah.
Just do reaction videos, homie.
Yeah, exactly, dude. That's where it is, bro. That shit's crazy, man.
Yo, you should just fucking cringe to shit,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck are you doing, bro? Yeah, man.
Or just start reviewing food.
Yeah.
Food, not feud.
Food C-tube.
Feud. Food C-tube. Complete rebrand.
Complete rebrand.
Hi, what is up, everyone? It is Food C-tube here. Eating
some
delicious.
Puss. Some wet puss today.
Our boy Mark Wiens. What's he doing right
now? See, Mark Wiens, that should be your model for YouTube.
Yeah.
Just like stone machine output.
Yeah.
On the dot, every day, you know what you're going to fucking get.
Every day he posts?
No. It's like once a week. Now his he's just full up doing like just TV shit.
Yeah.
Him and like this other dude, they do 30-minute videos.
Damn.
Some are 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the move now on YouTube, dude. People are doing that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another thing is that fucking now Keemstar is posting like, I didn't watch any of the Shane Dawson videos on TanaCon, but I saw people like freaking the, be like, they're the best fucking videos on YouTube, whatever. This motherfucker did 3 half-an-hour-long videos on TanaCon. That was supposed to be unbiased, but it was like, and people said they were great. I didn't watch them because I don't know. I don't really feel like there's that much to say about TanaCon.
Yeah.
She fucked up and that's what it is. And she's right.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
And
so I think I read someone's putting together a class action.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Against Good Times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her and the event company fucked up and her team, whatever. Right. She fucked up. Okay. Yeah. So now Shane did like three-part series on this thing. Yeah. Again, I know people were going to crucify me for this because they said they were great videos. I'm not saying they weren't great. Yeah. I'm just saying I didn't really think there was that much to say about it. But again, I haven't watched the video, so maybe I'm wrong.
I watched part of it.
Okay.
I'll confirm that.
And?
It's a, I mean, like, you know, I appreciate what Shane does. You know, a lot goes into the editing to try to make it dramatic, but it's like, there are people who feel this way and they've done videos on it. I'm not afraid to say it. You know, I take nothing away from him, but it's just like, you know, it's not that big of a deal. Like he's great at positioning it. Like he's uncovering like all these facts and like,
yeah.
And it's like, nah, man, like they oversold. They kind of knew this guy really wasn't equipped to put on an event of this size. It's just like a lot of bullshittery and then it fucking fell apart. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
It's only a big deal. And I think the people who are rightfully charged up about it are the people who like paid money, flew out there thinking that they were going to be like this thing that was promised to them. And they got shit for it. That much I get.
I mean, so the reason why I bring that up is because Keemstar is now doing the exact same thing with this Fusey concert thing. Because, oh, by the way, the Fusey concert got shut down because of a bomb threat.
Yeah.
Somebody like called in a fake bomb threat and it got Russ. Swatted.
It was Russ.
And it was Russ.
Yeah, he was like, they better shut it down because I'm going to blow it up with this fucking mental.
We got to talk about his new song, by the way.
I haven't heard it.
It's so, so corny.
Anyway,
so now Keemstar is doing the same thing. And it's like, this is why people hate YouTube and don't take it seriously is because you take things that traditional media does so well, like uncovering things that are actually interesting and editing, like all the sound effects and cool dramatizations and stuff like that, you know, that like Keemstar uses in the thing are great when you're talking about like an actual mystery or something that's cool, not the circle jerk of YouTube.
Yeah.
Like you can't make a 3-part, hour and a half long in total series about this fucking concert that failed. There's not that much to say about it.
Yeah.
And it's a circle jerk. No one else cares but YouTube.
Yeah. What's funny is like the kid who's heading up Good Times. Oh man. Like I don't know how anyone listens to him talk and like not think it's bullshit, but also you can just look at him. If you're like, this is the guy putting on the event, you're like, of course it fucked up.
Yeah.
Like just going around an event on a fucking, on a Segway.
Yeah.
You know what? Like concert event people sound like they're assholes and they're all like 40.
Yeah.
I've been doing this shit a long time. You know, like nothing about him scream producer to me. So I'm like, yeah, of course this was bad.
Yeah. But do you know what I mean though about like,
no, totally
taking this shit and just like milking it for views and for whatever. Yeah, and it's it's like, you're not making real entertainment. I don't feel like.
No, I feel you on that. Like, well, what it is, it's like you're saying, it is a circle jerk, but it's like, it's dramatization about essentially kids. You know what I'm saying? It's like to anyone on the outs who lives in like the real world, who is not 17, 18, just like binging the shit out of YouTube. It's like, well, yeah, of course this went poorly. And who the fuck are these people? And why do I care? It's like, it's not like some, it's not a major con.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like to any like functioning adult that's like that went to school or like is out of college, didn't even go to school. It's just like any functioning adult looks at the situation and is like, this is not drama. These people are idiots.
Yeah.
I feel dumber for watching this.
Yeah. Yeah. Essentially. Yeah. And I kind of hate giving this commentary because it makes people feel like, oh, like are we the fucking holy grail of YouTube content?
No, we're not.
But it's like, It's the biggest compliment to me when someone is like, oh my God, like I'd never watched YouTube, but I was on your channel and I saw that one cringe video or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really fucking funny. Right.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's what I strive for, you know?
Yeah.
Not like,
for sure.
No one has ever gone on Keemstar's channel and been like, dude, I watched that half an hour thing you did about FuseyTube, another YouTuber, and that concert he threw, which was weird and didn't exist in the real world. A concert that never actually happened.
Yeah.
That documentary was dope, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
And no one's saying, well, I think that's the problem that's long been the problem with like digital content is like there's like bridging that circle jerk and getting like the creator, like some creators to understand that like it has to go bigger than you to get more people like into it and to understand it. That's long been my problem with like people are like, they want to see me do reaction videos and people have made the comment like, oh, I'm funnier on your channel. Cause it's like, yeah. Cause when we're together, like talking shit about something, that's natural to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like two aspiring comedians, whatever you want to call us, like wanting to like, you know, just like be funny and like clap on something. I like, for me, it's hard for me to like just put shit out on YouTube because I feel like some pressure to like make things that are about YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And that's not what I want to make.
Yeah.
You get, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I feel like there's like that weird. And what's funny about that is like the shit that is most engaging on YouTube, it is in fact, like it is like within like the community, right?
Yeah.
You know? And it's funny how like traditional stuff, like it gets shoehorned in there like fucking Conan and no one cares for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they do, but they it's not the same. Yeah.
It's not the same.
I totally agree. And so like I am a little bit of a hypocrite when I say this shit because it's also like I do like watching the YouTube circle jerk stuff because I'm part of the circle jerk.
Yeah, we are.
That's why.
Yeah, we are.
I just think like at that level to drag it out for an hour and a half and make a three-part series.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't need to happen. Make a 10-minute video.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And again, not fucking hating on Shane Dawson. I know he does that shit great with conspiracy videos. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Is that shit is like real entertainment. I feel
and
like.
And that's what I mean is like for me with Shane, I think, and here's the difference with Shane. It's like something that like you could tell like he's crafting and trying to figure out how to be better at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like he treats it like kind of like art. Like he puts in the work. Keem has long been a dude who's just like, okay, how do I stay relevant?
Mm-hmm.
How do I stay? Like he is like fighting to just be in the YouTube community. Like he has to do anything and everything. So like,
well, it's like, all right, Fortnite's popping. We're going to do Fortnite tournaments. Shane Dawson's videos are popping. Okay, let's do a three-part series.
Yeah, it's that shit. Yeah, it's that whole shit. So whatever. We probably said a whole bunch of flagrant. Oh, sorry. Cody had to answer the phone. Anyway, we probably said a bunch of flagrant shit. That was probably going to get us in trouble with the circle jerk.
Yeah, probably.
With the community. I mean, it's not that we don't care. We do care, but it's... I get what you mean. It's like... It already, like, there's, like, that stigma to be a person putting content on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how you feel. Do you ever get an apprehension when people are like, what do you do? And you try to dance around that word YouTuber?
Yeah. I'm like...
Well, yeah,
I'm actor, comedian, entertainer, YouTuber, podcaster.
Yeah, man. So I get guys like Keem and like this whole Fousey shit. Yeah, it's like one of those things that Google can point at and be like, this is why we want other creators and more professional people on the platform because this is what you guys do.
Yeah,
this is what you do. This was fine 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Now we have a much bigger audience and this shit's not good for the business. Yeah. So whatever, man.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck is up with fucking... speaking of googly eyes. Fucking, I sent a clip in our little talking points and it's this news. This is like some shitty news story about emojis.
Okay.
Like how emojis.
Oh, I saw that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, saw that shit. Wait, play that shit.
Yeah. It's
that
old.
That was funny. Should I play it?
Yeah, play it. And there's a specific part of this video that killed me. I was like, man, I don't know. You know, I'll just. Oh, wait.
What?
Before we get into that, should we call back something else that happened earlier this week.
What?
Something that we can't talk about legally.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What can we even fucking say?
Well, we can say the facts.
Okay. What are the facts?
We got invited to go to Dan Bilzerian's house.
Yeah, this is not...
Okay.
I don't know why we didn't follow up the Elon Musk story with this shit.
I don't know.
Now this is coming in at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we also went to fucking Dan Bilzerian's house. Can I say house was the biggest house I've ever seen? Yeah, because that shit's public. I looked it up online. Yeah. And that shit's public.
Yeah. No, that guy lives in a literal resort.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know if we can discuss the contents.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything about the inside of that. He made us sign a fucking NDA.
Yeah, that's what we have to put. You sign an NDA to go into that house.
Wait, I don't even know if you can say that.
Our NDAs...
Sometimes in an NDA, it says you can't talk about the NDA or the fact that you signed one.
Mother.
Damn.
I think I got a copy of it in my email.
Yeah, look it up.
Now I'm scared.
Look it up.
Look, I will unapologetically say, you know... I felt like an incel in that house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
Like, yo, we get in there and Dan is mother. That fool is Emperor Chad to the highest degree.
100%.
It was some Roman like God shit. Like we get to this part of the house. I don't know if I can say what part. And it's basically like steps. And he's got like this fucking throne.
I don't know if you can say that.
He puts that thing on Instagram.
Okay. People have seen that. Okay.
So
basically we walk in and he's sitting on this.
You can see it on his Instagram.
And there's six like Egyptians holding fanning him up. Fanning him. One of them is feeding him grapes.
Yeah. With leaves made of, they're like scented with
basil,
vagina oil. Okay.
A little bit different from what I said. But.
No, you can see it on his Instagram. It's a picture with Post Malone. And he's sitting on this throne with these girls around him. But it's like the positioning of it when you walk in and when you see him and like the architecture like surrounding it, you're like, wow, I'm a loser in here. I'm a fucking loser. I'm
beta male.
I'm no one.
Fucking beta.
Beta, yeah.
Beta.
Yeah, I immediately... like created an incel account and started just posting about how women only want, you know. By the way, Mr. Dan Bilzerian, he's not a 6 foot dude. Fucking shredded though.
Yeah, he's jacked.
But it, you know, it does help to be ripped.
Yeah.
You don't have got to be tall, but it does help to be ripped.
I'm gonna look this shit up. I'm gonna look up this damn NDA.
No, did you?
I have it right here.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Can you even read this?
I don't know. I'm just going to read it in my brain.
Yeah, read it in your brain.
Wait, can I even do that?
I don't know.
Just says at the top, do not read.
Yeah. Part of yeah. It was a hell of an experience.
Oh, man. I don't want to get sued for this shit, dude. This is a long ass.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, just why don't you do a quick search? Like, can I talk about it? Fuck. Oh, shit. Cody is like the face he's making right now is like it's like concern, genuine concern. <He's>, So yeah, we were in his place, and the thing that's funny to me about that is now it's gone full circle with two important things. Cody's lifting his eyes. I'm just gonna do this like I'm going solo right now.
The thing I'm scared, dude.
The thing that's
please
like,
nobody. Nobody yeah. tweet him.
Yeah, no, yeah. Please don't.
That's just, my least favorite thing ever when I see someone be like, oh, Sean, Cody talked about you in the podcast. And then at us. It's like, no, fuck.
Yeah, don't tweet at Dan.
Yeah.
I mean, we've only complimented him.
Yeah.
We've just called him like the Emperor Chad and we felt like betas, so whatever. What the fuck is going to say? The thing, this is a second full circle thing for me. Because he blew up my fucking Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
When he posted one of my vines.
Yeah.
And
way back in what?
Like 3-4 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah. I think I checked recently. I think it's still there. It's like it remains one of the only funny videos he's put on his Instagram.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So.
You should have said that. Yo, dude.
Yeah.
What's up? So you might recognize me. No? Are you sure?
Who is this bitch? What if I bring the hat and the shirt?
Yeah, or what if I say this? Who is this bitch? Ring a bell? He's like, no, dude, what?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Yeah.
Who wants to be a millionaire? No, ring a bell now? No.
Yo, that dude has piercing eye contact. He's got alpha eye contact. He didn't break. We were standing in a group and he spoke to us. I don't know if I can say what he said to us.
Yeah, you can't.
But what I can say is for the duration of those two sentences, he stared me right in the fucking eyes and he didn't break. I felt like a bitch. Like, you're going to listen to me. I'm like, yes, I am. And I listen to every word. I was like, yep. Okay. Yep. Got it.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. So we went to Danny Bill's house.
And yeah, that shit was nuts. It's been a weird week.
It's been a very weird week.
It's been an awesome week, but very weird.
Here's the thing now is after watching Fousey's situation, I'm terrified of just like falling off like hard as fuck. And we're on this high. So I think I'm just going to commit suicide this weekend.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Like I need to beat me before life beats me. You know what I'm saying? Like I got to take me out the game before the game takes me out.
I think there's like a graceful way to, because I was thinking about like everyone, I was thinking about it earlier and like everyone gets older, you know?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I really got to say. No, okay. I was thinking about it before, and it's like people have, like, you know, there's people like what? I don't know, fucking like Beyonce and well, no, she's still fucking killing it.
No,
she's
are,
still killing
there
it.
There are
somehow.
People who always
get older and then like, all right, I'll have a family.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
No. I think at, like in terms of no, I think in terms of comedians, what, I get what you're saying. As a comedian, I feel like there's more forgiveness, and it's not easier, but it's like it's more practical to stay in entertainment. Because as a comedian, you can still offer insight and funny points of view as you get older.
I was more saying like with music and stuff and with everything, there's a way to fall off gracefully.
Oh, yeah, sure. There's that.
Everyone does, right? Everyone gets to an age where it's like, I'm more focused on having a family and raising a family than remaining relevant in terms of
my art, because
you know, I'm always going to do art, but it's like, it is, if you want to remain in the public eye, especially now.
Yeah.
There's such a high degree of like maintaining awareness of what's going on around you, figuring out how you can capitalize on trends, all that stuff. You have to do that shit now, right?
Yep.
You kind of do, unless you're like an absolute legend, then you can kind of just sit back and.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I think that's harder to do with music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's harder to do with music. I think with YouTube and all that, it's pretty like. It's taxing, but you can stay dialed in. And like when you're offering comedic points, people are more forgiving of how you look. Obviously, look at you. I mean, like when your hairline's bad and you're getting old, like people don't seem to mind it, right?
My hairline's not bad. I'm not that old.
No, but it's like you'll always enjoy hearing like Bill Burr talk some shit.
Yeah.
You know? A 20-year-old Bill Burr and a 40-year-old Bill Burr are always entertaining.
Yeah, so it's 40-year-old's like, better.
Yeah, right. So like that's what I cross my fingers for is I hope I could be entertaining like through my life with music. Like if you're a pop star, like you're Ariana Grande, there is a fucking max on that.
Yeah,
like J Lo and them, they always try to come back like when they're 40, and it's always like a really like sexy song, and it's not. Hot.
Yeah.
It's always like, J-Lo's back. And it's this really big fucking PR push. And everyone's like, isn't she like 45?
Yeah, but it's like when you've done what they've done, and you like leave a legacy like that, you can kind of just coast on that shit.
You can, but I'm just saying, like, I think it's harder to do.
Yeah.
You can't be 45 dropping like sexy's back again.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Like, you listen to Justin Timberlake's new shit?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, it's like, I can't really take it seriously.
Oh, man, no.
But he's now going out on a big-ass tour.
I mean, yeah, because he'll always have that brand. But it's still just like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. So, whatever.
Anyways, yeah, just to get super depressing on everyone.
Yeah, we took a turn there. But I feel like...
It's an interesting episode.
Yeah, I had to be honest. Like, I kind of felt like I had to talk about the Fousey thing because it legit, like, scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, really?
Above anything.
Damn.
It scared the fuck out of me. So I'm like, dang, dude. Like, I pray I don't ever take it that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think H3 one time was, like, talking about in some video. Oh, it might have been the podcast he did with PewDiePie for some reason. I was watching that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. And they were like, why do people's channels die?
Oh.
One of them was like because they let themselves become uninteresting.
Yeah.
They don't push themselves. They're doing the same thing over and over again
because
it's working.
I'm pretty sure Ethan said that.
And they're not, but it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely true, but I also kind of think it's like sometimes people do make a change that's unnecessary and that's what.
Yep.
So who knows, you know?
Yep.
I think you just got to keep pushing yourself, keep learning.
Nah, and like I think the biggest thing is just acknowledge your audience. Like, if they're like, yo, this shit is like people do it here on the podcast all the time. Like, hey, this episode is fucking depressing. Like, be funny.
I know. Like, I'm gonna get a lot of comments on this one.
yeah. But it's like we need that. And then like the next episode, we'll come back with Suck Our Fucking Dig or something like that.
Suck Our Fucking Dig.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's entertainment's a scary thing.
I mean, I'm just kind of a lost soul, you know?
I'm just a big old lost soul.
Wild soul.
Wild soul, man. Mm-hmm. Yo, wait, I think I had a bit in here. Where are we at, by the way?
Also, I want to, 108, I gotta go. I hate to do this, but I gotta fucking go.
Here it goes.
So I want to do, I thought about this last time. Someone commented maybe on Patreon or something. It was?
Yeah.
So someone commented and was like, you should, what did they say? You should play our music on the thing. It could be a cool, fun, like, you know, audience interactive segment where you play our music. Yeah. So we get recognition. And I was kind of like, I was thinking, I was like, how could I be like more involved in that, I guess? And I think what I want to start doing maybe is, well, we'll see if it works. Fuck it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Play a beat. Like, you know, I usually make beats like every week, and it's like how, like, I have to force myself to do it to like get better and practice and whatever. I want to eventually be able to produce all of our shit moving forward. Not all of it, but like,
yeah,
you know,
a good percentage of it. Yeah.
And so, like, you know, obviously I just need to fucking keep making beats to get better as, you know, regardless of how bad they are. So I kind of want to do something where every week I play a beat and then I link the instrumental, and people who rap, who listen to it, can rap over it, and then I'll play the best ones in the next episode.
Yeah, the Patreon tape.
Yeah, and then eventually, like, I kind of want to, by the end of the year maybe, or early next year, like, do, like, a Patreon mixtape where it's just, it's just, like, my beats, your guys' rapping, maybe we'll do a verse singing. Or two or something in there. Or singing, whatever you want. Whatever. Put a chorus on it, whatever.
We don't give a fuck.
So here, maybe for this one, I'll play this beat. This one's a little bit weird. I don't really like it that much, but it's the only one I made this week. So, one second. Let me just find it, please. It's called Awful Beat, Truly Bad.
Let it ding, my guy. Hey. Yo.
Oh. Yeah, it's working.
Oh. Hey. Who that? Who that fucking suck my dick, bitch? You gonna suck my fucking dick, bitch?
You gonna suck my fucking dick, bitch? You gonna fucking suck my dick, bitch?
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
I don't want to be in a Ferrari. I don't know. I got nothing.
All right, there it is. That's the beat.
Bang, 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 bang.
I'll upload that. I'll link it.
Yo.
I'll link it on my stupid ass beats SoundCloud. And if you want to rap over that, go for it.
Fuck with the boy.
I'd love to hear it. Who knows? Maybe this idea will crash and burn.
Yeah, we'll see. And then that's going to be the one that fucking says Tiny Meat Gang fucking sucks. Oh, we didn't talk about the our rebrand.
Oh, yeah. I have that screenshot in here. Okay, someone sent me. Okay, this is Belle Bongiovanni. She commented on the Patreon. She said, friend's mom asked about TMG, and when my friend tried to describe who y'all were to her mom, she said, they make a comedy podcast called The Meat Guys.
The Meat Guys.
So that is now what TMG stands for, The Meat Guys.
That's for all our 16-year-old listeners who have no way of telling their parents about Tiny Meat. You could also go, I was thinking of some alternates, the Manlet Gang.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Manlet Gang.
I like
gang.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two masculine guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Matt said on my Instagram, two marvelous guys.
There you go.
I like the Meat Guys.
The Meat Guys, yeah.
That sounds like a butcher shop.
It sounds like a great show on the Food Network.
Yep.
Oh, we could get a Guy Fieri feature.
Mm-hmm.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
A Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri. What's up, guys? It's Guy Fieri. I'm here. This is where Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
We're rolling out.
All
right, guys. I got a fucking dip. I got a dip. I got this video to edit so that it can be live tomorrow, and it's funny. You should watch it.
I got a video to shoot and edit.
And me too, actually. I got to shoot the first part. Yeah. I wrote it last night, but now I got to shoot it.
Same.
Because I spent all of Tuesday playing fucking Fortnite.
Yeah.
But I made that beat while I was playing. So I got something out of it.
Yeah, you did.
All right, guys.
Kind of. All right, guys. See you next week. Bonus episode coming soon.
Yep. Next week. Probably.
No, bitch. It will be next week.
It will be next week.
Wait, last minute house cleaning. Next round of posters has gone out or will be going out.
Okay.
Yeah. Should be out by the time you hear this. Cool. All right.
Love you. Love you. Bye. Sorry, Shane Dawson. I didn't mean to.